Listening Library presents The Season of Styx Malone by Kekla Magoon. Read for you by Sullivan Jones. Chapter 1. Extraordinary. Styx Malone didn't believe in miracles, but he was one. Until he came along, there was nothing very special about life in Sutton, Indiana. Styx came to us like magic. The really, really powerful kind. There was no grand puff of smoke or anything, but he appeared as if from nowhere, right in our very own woods. Maybe we summoned him, like a superhero responding to a beacon in the night. Maybe we just plain wanted everything he offered. Adventure. Excitement. The biggest trouble we've ever gotten into in our lives, we got into with Styx Malone. It wasn't Styx's fault, entirely. And usually I'd be quick to blame a mess like this on Bobby Jean, but no matter how you slice it, this one circles back to me. It all started the moment I broke the cardinal rule of the Franklin household. Leave well enough alone. It was Independence Day, which might have had something to do with it. I woke up with the sunrise, like usual, stretched my hands and feet from my top bunk to the ceiling, like usual. I touched each of the familiar pictures taped there. The Grand Canyon, the Milky Way, Victoria Falls, Table Mountain. Then I rolled onto my belly, dropped my face over the side of the upper bunk, and blurted out to Bobby Jean. I don't care what Dad says. I don't want to be ordinary. What? He said. I knew he was awake. His eyes were open and blinking up at me. He had his covers pushed down and his socks balled up in his fist. He must have heard me. I said, I don't want to be ordinary.